Hello.
Hi there, my name is Dan. I'm with a company called Local Splash, and I'm speaking with the person in charge of the online listings for on-call contracting services.
It's contracting, not contracting, but yes, you are. And how many calls I get, and, you know, before you tell me your tutorial, I'm going to tell you from somebody who's a green novice, has no idea about it, you guys all promise the same and deliver the same. Nada. So if you have a better pitch or, you know, spiel, I suggest you start with that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what we do is we place businesses on the first page of Google for the categories
that you provide. That's what they've all told me.
Right. I understand, sir. Well, we've been doing this for 17 years, and we also have A-plus rating in the Better Business Bureau, so I'm pretty sure that, you know, we can deliver the results that you're looking for. Now, is being found on the first page of Google something that you would consider for your company?
What's your first name again?
Dan.
Dan? You know, I don't know if you're reading off a script or you just had it memorized, but, you know, you're asking a redundant question. I would imagine that would be everybody's first and foremost thing. So, again, I'm a little jaded only because everything you said thus far either comes across my emails or I get the same phone call. So you haven't told me anything that has really, you know, stopped me dead in my tracks to make me think that you can do it. And then you're going to hit me with it's going to cost X amount of dollars, which, you know, might be okay, but then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. One, what's the turnaround time? Because everybody else that wants to design a website or bring new content in, it's got to go from this person to that department to this department to that department to this department. And as far as I'm concerned, because I'm an impatient person when it comes to some things, you know, you tell me something's going to happen, there's no other information that's given, and I expect, you know, almost immediate response unless I'm informed differently. You send me an email, I get it 2 seconds later, I send you an email, you get it 2 seconds later. Obviously, going through Google and all that other stuff, it takes time. Well, how long is that time?
Yes, that's a very good question. If I'm the business owner, you know, I would definitely ask that question. And, yeah, I can definitely tell you the details about it as well as, you know, everything that goes along with it. And if you have other questions, I'll be glad to address them for you. Now, just to let you know, we are an
Let me ask you one question, and if you're going to tell me you're running a special, that's not going to make me say yes or no to anything. What is your role in the company?
Well, we call all the business owners in the area. We check if they are eligible for our program, you know, if they're qualified for a program, and then I'll go ahead and have my regional director discuss with you further and how the company can help you in placing on the first page of Google.
Okay, I guess the reason why I asked that question is how many people do you hand off to other people and how long is the turnaround time before somebody gets, you know, any type of benefit or any type of change?
Okay.
That's the answer I'm looking for because, you know, we can talk all day until we're blue in the face and, you know, talk is cheap.
Absolutely.
But
I totally agree with you. You know what? Let me go ahead and grab my regional director so that they can discuss it with you further. But I just need to get to know more about your business, sir, if that's okay. Again, my name is Dan. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
You said Dan or Stan?
Dan.
D-A-N, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
My name is John. Last name is Ott.
Thank you, John. Nice meeting you. And how long have you owned this business for?
I don't know. I've stopped counting after 3 years in business, so.
Oh, I see. Well, congratulations. So as I can see here, your home base is an Ambler, right? How far do you typically travel for clients?
Again, that's a very good question on your behalf, but if I was to drop a pin and tell you to go out 5 or 10 miles, you know, I try and stay in the immediate area, but I'm not going to certain areas because I just don't want to work in those areas. Like Philadelphia is one of them, you know, lower Bucks County, I really don't want to go down there. So I'm primarily Montgomery County, middle Bucks, and upper Bucks.
Okay, gotcha. I see. And do you also target commercial, sir, or just residential for now?
Well, when you say target, you know, that's a very good question. I don't know how you guys target or do whatever, but no, I've done commercial work for many years, so it's something that's in the wheelhouse as well.
I see. I got you. And you can handle more work, right? Of course.
If anybody says they can't, you know, either they don't want to work or they're full of crap. And again, it's making sure that you have your team, you know, doing what you need. And hopefully in today's world, if you need to hire more people, you can find them. But right now that's a problem too. But now we can always handle more. And, you know, it's just about organization and planning.
Absolutely. I'm with you with that. Now, just so, I don't know, like I said, I understand that you're getting a lot of these phone calls, you know, here and there. But with our company, what we do is we are an exclusive company. So we only work with one business per area, per category. And this particular program, we just opened this position today. So what my team and I are doing are calling all the business owners in the area. We're filling this position today. And once we can find that business, we will close up the area and we will not work with anyone else who does what you do. So meaning it's an exclusive listing.
And not to call you, you know, a smoke and mirrors, but how do I know that to be an accurate statement? I mean, again, you know, trust is a big thing. And in business, you guys are out there to, I'm talking without knowing your whole motto. But if you have something that you can market or sell or charge multiple times to different people and then make it their responsibility to sell the job, you know, why wouldn't you? So my question is, what reassurances does anybody have, you know, if you say that you're working with a specific company in a targeted area? And believe me, every day I get up, my glass is half full. So if it sounds like it's half empty, it's not. But I just don't want to be promised, you know, what anything and not have it delivered.
Yeah, I'm with you with that. Yes, so what we're going to do here, like I said, I'm going to have to grab my original director who can definitely explain our business that so that we can help you further, okay? Her name is Amy, and she's jumping on the line right now. Just hold on, okay?
Hi, John.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Monday or Valentine's
Day
to celebrate.
Valentine's Day and all the other
stuff. All of it.